Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Amy Labota, freelance journalist and FAST team representative in Southwest Florida, who is today's host.
I've got Jim Miner. He is an instructor at JetBlue Airways. He's wearing four stripes, so I'm assuming he's a captain somewhere in life, JetBlue Airways. And he is in charge as the liaison with the accreditation board for the schools, which is ABBI, Aviation. Go ahead.
Aviation Accreditation Board International.
And I have Eric Poole. He's also a captain at JetBlue Airways and also here today with me at Orlando International Airport. I am your host, Amy Labota, with Florida Aviation Network's Managing Safety. And we're here today to grow some new JetBlue pilots through a program you guys have done now to how many years?
Well, it's going on about 6.5 years between Cape Air. They kind of initially carried the water of the program. And Dave Bushy, who was a former VP of Flight Ops here at JetBlue, became the president of Cape Air. And he kind of set the ground floor or foundation, if you will, at Cape Air. And then we've been involved now five solid years in the program. So.
All right, and Linda Markham now has just recently taken over the president position at Cape Air, so I'm assuming she's continuing this.
Yes, and she's very supportive of the program as this program feeds her pilots, which they desperately need, so, yeah.
Yeah, okay, thank you, Eric. Cape Air, you might know or not know, is a regional airline that is... It kind of grew out of Nantucket, Martha's Vineyard, Boston, was prevalent in South Florida for a long time, had some great, wonderful, very Key West painted airplanes, and has recently moved into Montana, you say?
Montana, yeah. They just opened up operations out of Billings and supporting the Montana. And they also fly in the Midwest region in St. Louis, and then they fly ATRs out of Guam.
That's something different that I didn't know.
Yeah. So they do some of the Continental Express, or old Continental Express, I guess now it's United Express, flights out of Guam with the ATRs.
Okay. Now, Jim, tell me how you got involved in this program.
My involvement began when I got involved with ABBI. I was asked to attend my first meeting with ABBI in 2007, and my boss asked me to go to the meeting. He didn't know anything about the organization. He just said, Jim, go there, find out what ABBI's all about and what it can do for us. So when I got there to my first meeting, Dave Bushy, who Eric just mentioned, was there with Craig Bentley, who is now Senior Vice President of Operations with Cape Air. And I sat down with the two of them and I said, okay, I've been sent to ABBI on behalf of JetBlue. Why should we be here? And what can ABBI do for us? What can we do for them? And they made it very abundantly clear right away that it was a great chance for us to liaison with all the different universities and continue to build our University Gateway program.
And your University Gateway program has been going on for long enough now, what, 8 years? 9 years that you could actually produce JetBlue pilots from it? You want to explain it a little bit?
It's been going on now for 7 years.
Okay.
Basically, the way it works is once a student reaches their sophomore year, as long as they have a 3.0 GPA and they're going to an ABBI accredited school, they can apply to become a part of the program. And they will continue with their schoolwork, maintaining that 3.0 GPA. And eventually, when they graduate, there is a requirement that they go out and flight instruct for at least a year. And then after that, they'll be able to move it over to Cape Air. And a few years after that, with enough qualifications and time, they get a guaranteed interview with JetBlue Airways. So we have seen some of our earliest students in that program now come all the way through the program, and they're on property with us here at JetBlue Airways.
That must be very exciting for you.
It's very exciting for us. I think it's also very exciting for them. I think it's especially exciting for their parents who are trying to figure out how to foot the bill for aviation and to understand that there's a defined gateway and a pathway that their children can follow, and they're getting to JetBlue Airways you know, somewhere around the age of 26 to 27, and which is a lot sooner than I ever made it to a major airline.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that, because it's a rough road to hoe becoming a captain at a major airline. One of the things I know, and Eric, I'll let you address this a little bit, is that there are no guarantees. And there is a chance, depending on what the economy is, that you could be flight instructing for 5 years or 7 years. And then you could be at, they call them feeder airlines, for 10 years or 15 years. There's a couple people I know who've been back and forth. Tell me, Eric, how this program gives these kids a little bit more confidence about how their career is going to progress.
Absolutely. You know, if you look at, and part of the program incorporates JetBlue pilots as mentor, and part of when we go around to the campuses and talk about the juxtaposition with the existing pathways to getting to a major airline, which is fraught with unknowns. So, and what ends up happening is they'll present their own story, and most of us kind of meandered through the process, really not knowing when or, and what the next step should be. Like myself, I graduated in 1991 from University of North Dakota. It was the pre-RJ boom. I flight instructed for 2 years. There was just absolutely no movement. Trying to get a regional job was really, really difficult. I got so frustrated with the process of trying to make the next transition. I ended up going into the military for 6.5 years. And then after I got out, I started kind of going back to this unknown path of back to a regional. Unfortunately, I got out right before 9/11, so everything kind of stopped. And then I just developed my own pathway. So what the big benefit for us is, and for the student, what Jim was saying is, you know, here's the return on investment, because we know exactly how you need to get to where you need to go, which is ultimately to a major airline. And we established that defined path. So there's just no unknowns with it. There are certainly some responsibilities for each individual to make these gates, leadership gates, which is flight instructing, pilot and command time over at Cape Air, advanced aircraft gate, which you can do through a jet transition course at JetBlue University, and or now our new partnership with ExpressJet, where they'll be flying a right seat in a CRJ or ERJ. So we're very mindful about, at the end of the whole experience, what kind of experience these pilots have. These pilots are very mindful of the fact that it's a defined path, so all they're doing for us, or their focus should be the next transition, ultimately having the big picture in mind. But we, you know, I constantly harp to our mentors is that make sure you start talking about the next transition. So, and there comes some more of our gateway pilots from Jacksonville University too. So.
Oh, that's very exciting. In fact, I know the guy who started the Jacksonville University program many, many, many moons ago. And he was always extremely excited about that program. And I know a little ExpressJet pilot that came directly out of it. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, there is success out there. I think some of the confusion and some of the reason that we are struggling a little bit to entice people into the industry as pilots is because they don't see those gates. They don't see that defined path right out front. So your program is trying to do that. And one of the things that's exciting here today at Orlando International Airport is that you're getting ready to, what do we got out there? Is that an Airbus? Yep, that we're gonna fill up with high school students who go to aviation high school. So we just talked about colleges, but you want to talk a little bit about the high school situation that you guys are doing? I'll throw that back to Eric.
Well, I will say, you know, our partnership with the universities oftentimes, especially at UND, where I guess they've done the quintessential pilot supply, labor supply study that's out there as part of the FAA NTSB safety seminar, and the kind of the urging of the industry from them is, hey, you know, we need to be really more proactive about promoting aviation, not just at the colleges, but even before that, you know, planting the seed, if you will, through various outlets and organizations. I'm very active through an organization called OBAP, Organization for Black Aerospace Professional. Part of our outreach is going into some of these schools. We have the Pilots in Schools program where, you know, we have professional pilots going to high schools and colleges, kind of talking about the experience of being a pilot. So exposure is a huge part of it. We also hosted the ACE camp here in Orlando. One of our pilots, he is organizing an ACE camp right now in New York City for this summer. We also have an ACE camp down in St. Thomas that we've been really a part of as JetBlue as an entity and our pilots here. I just got an email from a gentleman down in San Juan to participate in that ACE camp. So we're doing the planting the seed, being the Johnny Appleseed, trying to cultivate and nurture future pilots by doing these types of outreaches. And I think it hopefully in the long run it'll pay dividends.
Yes, and just to clarify, the ACE camps are FAA teen aviation camps that have a very defined curriculum.
Right.
That you can tap into. Anyone can tap into it, really.
Right. So ACE stands for Aviation Career Exploration. So just to kind of give you some perspective, like last year the ACE camp, these kids essentially signed up for a week of aviation-related activities. One of the days we hosted these students at JetBlue University, and they got to fly the Airbus in. So all these kids came in and spent about 30 minutes with two of our instructors just going through the Airbus, you know, and kind of getting some perspective on the airline life. The day prior, they spent the whole day with the Federal Air Marshal Program, kind of watching what they do. So it's an exposure to aviation broadly, I guess. Not just pilot and pilot focus, but obviously the big draw is what goes on in the cockpit, because as a part of some of the ACE camps, you know, these students get actual flight time in an airplane at the end of the week. So just again to plant the seed and get the spark ignited. So
terrific. Well, that's the captain's perspective and the instructor from the schoolhouse perspective on what JetBlue is doing to help grow and nurture the next generation of aviation, because it's not just about pilots. I can see that already. You guys are really looking to find people to fill all the different positions that an airline or an airport or for that matter the government might need in order to keep our national airspace system going at the rate it's going now and better into the future. Would you say so, Jim?
I would agree with that. And, you know, I know that the pilot shortage makes the majority of headlines at this point. But as we look globally, there is going to be a tremendous shortage of aviation technicians, maintenance folks. So anything we can do to get people involved in this industry, and like Eric said, not just from the cockpit perspective, but from all open positions in the industry, I think they're going to have a very long and stable career.
Terrific. We're going to talk to a few other people here at the gate as we wait to get on our JetBlue flight from Orlando International Airport into Lakeland Linder Airport for Sun and Fun 2014. Stay tuned.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.